God bless.
Let's talk about Mr. Terrence, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E, Flaskamp, F-L-A-S-K-A-M-P. Today's 10-10-23-6-4-69. Terrence is a very busy 54-year-old gentleman who comes in today for follow-up of his hypertension, his diabetes. His last blood sugar was quite elevated. His blood pressure was elevated. He's quit taking all his medication. I'm afraid his sugar is very high. His blood pressure is 180 over 95 right now. I told him that's a good way to have a stroke. He promises he'll do better. He wants to get his medication refilled and start him again. Period. In paragraph, he does a lot of construction work. He pulled on something really hard the other day. He's complaining of right shoulder pain. And for that reason, we obtained an x-ray of his right shoulder as well. Period. Family history, heart disease and stroke. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He's been married over 30 years. They have three children. Works at the remodeler. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Colonoscopy, a few years ago, he had a colostomy done and has a huge ventral hernia. The colostomy was because of diverticulosis, diverticulitis, no cancer. Surgery, hernia surgery, colostomy, allergy, none. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, history of DVT, history of hyperlipidemia, non-compliance with medication. Medication list, let's make a medication list. Norvasc, 5 milligram at nighttime. Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Seglentis, S-E-G-L-E-N-T-I-S, 2-BID-PRN pain. Lisinopril 20, hydrochlorothiazide 25, number 90, one a day. Crestor 10 milligram, one a day. Those are his medication lists, but he has not been taking them on a regular basis. Allergy none, by the way. He weighs 228 pounds. His weight's actually gone up. Compared to compared to a year ago, 10 or 11 pounds. Heart problems, composite with two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft neck, surgery, DVD skin shows, and rash, low extremity shows, trace edema, neurological, and vocal skin shows, and rash. Number one, diabetes. Number two, hypertension. Number three, non-compliance. Number four, highly suspect sleep apnea. Number five, set up for sleep study. Number six, ventral hernia. Number seven, carotid stenosis. Number eight, PVD. Number nine, ultrasound of the abdomen shows a fatty liver. Number 10, echocardiogram stable. Number 11, mild carotid stenosis noted. Number 12, lose weight. Number 13, I told him that if he continues with his non-compliance, he will have a stroke before he's 60. Next number, he's not interested in a colonoscopy. Next number, he's not interested in a flu shot or a COVID immunization. Next number's findings were discussed with him at length before leaving the office. Next number, blood work obtained, but unfortunately everything is going to be abnormal. It'll be a good baseline for him now since he's restarting his medication. Next patient, next number, he's going to call, check his blood pressure and call me with the blood pressure in 2 weeks with five or six different readings. Thank you.